we discovered that the Wiggles are multi-millionaires, we thought we'd have a go yesterday at being kids' entertainers. Mm. And a nursery in London offered us a chance to do just that. You can see the pictures online already at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Don't go out of your way to look at them, though. I mean, you know, only if you really have got nothing else to do.
I was Silly Scott, and I was a cow, and you were Cheeky Chappers.
King Frog.
And you were a King Frog. The outfits were spectacular. Yours, obviously, better than mine.
Ugh.
Now, I don't want you to be put off by the introduction when we walk on, because it sounds on this that they weren't that pleased to see us. But remember, picture the scene. We're in a nursery, OK? Loads of 3 or 4 year olds, and you can see the whites of their eyes. They're really close, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And everything in there is miniature. The chairs, the people. So this is when we walk on, OK? This is the big moment when Silly Scott and Cheeky Chappers take to the stage at the nursery.
Scott and Chappers,
they'll make you love to you, we. They are just so funny and we'll make you pee your pants, cause they are just so funny, they'll make you poo.
Hi everyone!
Hello!
I'm Silly Scott!
I'm Cheeky Chappers. Who can tell me what Scott is? What animal is Scott? He's a cow, yeah, well done.
That's right, I'm a cow. And who can tell me what Cheeky Chappers is?
A frog!
He's
yeah!
A frog. That's right.
So it's going well. They've worked out that we are cow and a frog.
I think I actually feel sick at the moment.
Now, we did start off with some of our best material.
Yeah.
Because you were magic, weren't you, Cheeky Chappers?
Yes.
And do you know what else? I'm a magic frog.
Yeah.
I can do a trick for you. Do you want me to do a trick for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to see Cheeky Chappers' magic trick?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the anticipation.
You couldn't hold them back, could you, they were that enthusiastic?
I like cow. I didn't like the frog. Mm.
So here comes Chappers' amazing magic trick. Now, if you listen to this, you can hear how completely awestruck they are by this. It's kind of like they're watching David Blaine, the look of confusion, sheer confusion on their faces. Yeah.
One, two, three.
Wow.
It's magic. You're a magic frog.
I'm a magic. Do you want to be a magic? Do you want to look after my hankies for me? Thank you.
Explain what the trick was, please.
Yeah, can I just... That was so badly edited to my ass. The trick was changing two coloured hankies, which I think were purple and green, into a red one and a yellow one with my magic wand. Oh, my God.
They couldn't work out how you did it, though, could they?
They couldn't, no, despite the fact that the material kind of got snagged halfway down, so you could see four different coloured hankies at one point.
But it was still
and
going...
And I didn't swear when it went wrong, which I was very proud of myself for not doing.
It's still going all right, though.
Oh, they're
still
loving it.
Palm of my hand.
Oh.
But then things did start to go a little bit wrong, because we decided to do a joke segment. Here it is.
Will you jump up and down for me, please, in front of all the boys and girls? Jump up and down.
Why are you making me jump up and down?
Because, Scott, I want a milkshake.
Can I just say thanks to the teacher? Thanks to the teacher that laughed.
There was one laugh there, that was the teacher.
Yeah.
Now, it was at this point that we started to lose...
Shake your head at me, George.
We started to lose the audience just a little bit.
Hey, Cheeky Chappers.
Yeah?
Why do cows have bells?
Why?
I think they've lost interest.
Why
do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells?
Because...
I'm
not a cow. I am a cow.
Do you not think you...
I am a cow.
He is a... Listen.
I'm a real cow.
He can go moo.
Moo. Moo. I'm a cow.
He's a real cow.
You interrupted my joke. Anyway, Cheeky Chappers, well, I think we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Can you remember what the joke is?
No. Well, why do cows have bells?
I don't know, Scott. Why do cows have bells?
Because their horns don't work.
Do moo again. I blame the education system nowadays. They don't keep the children under control.
How much talking was going on during our jokes?
You interrupted my joke.
Anyway, cheeky chappers, well, I think we're just talking to ourselves. Yeah.
Can you remember what the joke is?
No.
They got really rowdy, didn't they?
They got very rowdy.
Right.
We weren't happy.
So the jokes didn't go down that well. And then I got heckled by a three-year-old, as you can hear.
What's your name?
He's a frog.
I'm a real frog.
Because...
I'm not a cow.
I am a cow.
Do you not think
you...
You're not a real cow, then.
I had to virtually hold you back then, otherwise I thought you were going to go for it.
Listen, I'm a cow, all right!
There was a lot of anger in the room at this point.
I kind of got it back on track with my comedy flower routine,
yeah.
Though. You know what happens when you go, ooh, come up to me, smell the flower, and then it squirts water.
I'm being heckled. Would you like to... smell my special flower.
Okay, that looks like a very nice flower. Mm,
it's really nice. Mm. Smell it.
Mm. No! No!
Oh, all right. Here comes Scott and Chappers. Scott and
Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers with their amazing show. I think the. Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's out of control. But
I like cow or the that we've rubbish.
Something cow rubbish.
Yeah.
I like cow. I like it. The frog because it had nothing.
No, didn't have nothing.
I like the frog because it had nothing.
I didn't like the frog.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I feel that we now need to apologise to the Wiggles because we may have said that entertaining small children is really easy and it's not, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. No, could we apologise to Mr Tumble as well?
They're
sorry
worth every
that.
Penny.
PC Plum off
worth
Balamori.
Every single penny, the Wiggles. I don't care if they're multimillionaires. They deserve it.
You seriously. Are the men.
Yeah. Let me just play the end of our set and listen to the rapturous applause we get when we go off.
If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Thank you very much. You've been a great audience.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Scott and Chappers.
Scott and Chappers with their amazing show. Here comes Scott and Chappers. Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers. They'll make you laugh till you weep.
Now we were all ready for an encore, but nothing.
I also can't believe you said thank you, London, as we left, as if we really were playing Wembley. There is one. I mean, I don't think, you know, the production really helped us.
No.
I think there were people that
let us
down.
There was a massive entourage of production people. They didn't do anything.
Six people came with us to help us with that.
The theme tune wasn't there at the end of the jokes.
Musics came in at the wrong point.
Our prompt cards weren't on the floor in the right place, so we didn't know what we were doing.
I mean, we were rubbish as well, but we weren't helped.
It is embarrassing, though, as a lot of the texts are saying. Yes, it is embarrassing being heckled by a three-year-old, yes.
Do you think this is... Because one of my ambitions is to read the bedtime story on CBeebies. Do you think this has ruined my chances?
It's all over, mate.
In new music we trust on Radio 1.